Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line, and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello.
Hey, this is India.
Hey, good morning, India. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Good. How was your Christmas? How was your New Year's?
It was pretty good. It was okay.
Well, it's always good to hear. I know. I enjoyed mine.
That's good.
I love when the holidays come around.
Yes, I do. It was just I wasn't able to see my grandmother this year, so.
Oh, I know that's
in the hospital.
Really? I'm sorry to hear. Has she got out?
No, not yet.
Okay. Hopefully she does.
Yes, hopefully. We're just hoping for the best right now.
Okay. Well, I'll keep her and you in my thoughts, definitely. How have you been feeling lately?
I had a scare, oh my God, last week because I could not taste or smell. And I was just like, please, please, please do not tell me I have got reinfected with the coronavirus, because I didn't know people, like, if you already had it, you can get reinfected until they trained me on the Alabama emergency line. And then they were seeing how people are getting reinfected. And I was like, oh my God, please don't tell me. Please don't tell me.
Oh, that's so scary. But I've heard, you know, the loss of smell and taste comes like after the original infection, maybe a few days to anywhere, like a week or so after you've already gotten over it. And it can last a while, I've heard.
Yes, it actually can, because I got it back after it took like a month. But then last week I was like, excuse me, I woke up and I was like, wait, I can't smell anything. I ran in the kitchen. I was like, I can't taste anything. Like, please, please.
Oh,
I just.
No.
But it kind of went away after 2 days, so I didn't think to go get tested again.
Huh. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're out of the woods on that one, and you know, getting better.
Yes.
How is because I don't do Alabama emergency or anything like that. How does that go for you?
The Alabama emergency, it's pretty good. We're actually doing an appointment line now, so. Because I wasn't off today, but I clocked in because it's a lot of callbacks for the appointment line because everybody's trying to get a vaccine shot.
That vaccine. Yeah, I did see Rick send out that email where we started training for the vaccine appointment. It's pretty crazy.
It is.
Cool.
It's just like everyone is trying to get an appointment.
Wow. Huh. Well, how have you been feeling lately with retention?
It's been getting better. I don't know. I think it's just, my mom say I let them get to me, which I don't try to, because they just get on the phone and talk to you so badly. And then when you're trying to help them, you don't want to talk over them. And then when you just sit there and be quiet, let them talk, they're like, hello, you don't want to help me? Just give me over to a manager or something like that. I just be like, ma'am, I can't help you if you let me talk.
Yeah, there is a real delicate balance, especially to those kinds of customers. And what I'll do, I don't place them on mute, but I'll sit back, and especially the real angry ones, I just let them vent. And when they pause, be like, okay, happy to help. You know, let me go ahead and get everything pulled up and explain for you. And once I'm done explaining, we'll see what the best solution is to provide you some assistance. And normally they'll allow you to go on and explain this, that. They'll probably cut you off or say they didn't even order. You know, and once you get done explaining, it normally brings them back down to a more manageable level. Mm-hmm. And if they haven't made a threat by that point, you can normally get in, you know, all your saves. If they do happen to make a threat, of course, you don't have to offer any saves. You then cancel and start whatever that threat protocol is.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see one thing. Let me pull this up for you. And with Teams, emails, and your like your daily reports with your QAs and time adherence, are you checking all that daily?
I haven't like in the past week or two.
Mm-hmm.
But I do try to go on there and check. I do try to keep up with that information.
Oh, definitely. You can also get it in your email every day. They'll send one out. They'll contain two docs, one with the QAs and one with the time. It's always for the day prior, but it's good to keep an eye on that. It'll tell you, like, your break usage, follow-up work time, which I don't notice too much overages. As far as, you know, your time adherence. And I do know you were having a kind of rocky start with retention.
Mm-hmm.
The customers are extremely difficult. There's been a few things I've been meaning to get with you on. And with the weeks being short the past few weeks, I'm just now getting around to it. There's a few QAs. I don't know if you would have pulled these up to review. But starting from December 16th, there was a rogue rec call where the customer had called in, and it was to cancel, of course. And then on that call, you did brand the product. You explained the terms. You didn't provide any product knowledge, like it's used for this or, you know, reducing fine lines and wrinkles. And you offered one save. I believe you offered a 35% discount. That was declined, and then you went to cancel the account. And I believe this resulted in an auto fail.
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. but anytime you offer, if you do not offer the required amount of saves, or if the saves are stacked, or if you offer saves before, or if you offer to cancel before offering your saves, all of those would result in an auto fail as a zero. And those bring down your score, your QA average a lot. So try to avoid, you know,
mm-hmm.
just getting in one save. If the customer cuts you off, even if they're angry about the saves, most of the time they are, there's really no help for it. Just go ahead and once they take a breath, put in that second save and the third. And if they decline, be like, cool, your account's canceled. Give them the confirmation and keep it moving. And they can only be so mad about it.
Okay, so like the calls, okay, because like, you know, some of them just call in and just be requesting a refund, like, no, I didn't order this, I need to cancel this, give me my money back. Then you offer mm-hmm. a save, they'd be like, I don't want to save, I don't want this, I just want my money back, cancel the order before I take it out of my account. They just be so insistent on a refund, it's just like, I know they're not going to do
yeah.
a save because they want their money back.
Well, and that's the part of retention. That's the hard part about it. They're going to be insistent about getting their refund. I find it helpful to put myself in their shoes. You know, wake up one morning and you have, $298-some charges taken out of your account. You weren't really expecting it. Now, we do provide the terms of service. Customers typically do not review that information. Even if they're insistent upon a refund, you have to take the time, you know, be compassionate about what they're going through, but at the same time, bring them back to that shipping and handling charge. Explain to them, look, you paid shipping. We sent you out a whole month supply of product. We provide a free trial period, 14 days to cancel. If left undone, we do bill. Unfortunately, you know, we can help out with, if they haven't had more time, you can offer holds or extensions. If it's about the price, of course, you can offer the discounts. You have to offer all three saves.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they make any type of threat, then you immediately cancel and start threat protocol. or if for some reason they state their doctor told them not to take it. If the doctor advised them not to take our product, of course we cancel, but the charge is still valid unless a threat is made. Threat protocol per campaign may vary. You would just have to, I do strongly suggest keep the script page up and review it on every call, because it can change at any time. You know, any update from corporate could change, and we would have to change protocols. So keep your eye on the script page just in case anything does get updated. There has been noticed a few calls as well where you're not mentioning the specific product name. There's been found a few campaigns like, I believe it's Quantum or Healthy Living, for like the blood sugar support products and things of that nature, where it's just a few initials for the product. I'll send you a screenshot of how you can go about finding the exact name. It's basically how you go to process a reship. The pop-up box will tell you the full name of the product.
Okay.
So instead of like saying, you know, CBD oil or testosterone supplement, it should be, you know, stated pure 360 keto or whatever the name is to brand the name. What else can we go over? This is a really important one as well. When you process any refunds for a customer, please advise them that any fully withdrawn charge, it will take 3 to 5 business days. That has to be stated after any amount of refund is processed. Here's why. If that customer is extremely angry about the charge and you refund and you don't tell them it's going to take 3 to 5 business days, some people think it's an immediate refund, and that's not the case. And if they don't see an immediate refund, they would turn around possibly and dispute that with their bank. Now they would have disputed an amount that we've already processed a credit on, so it's going to go into chargeback. So just make sure you do advise the refund policy on any amount you process back to a customer. I believe there is one campaign, I'll have to take a look, that it is on the script page, but it says to advise 5 to 7 business days instead. But once I find that, I'll send that on over to your team.
Okay.
And really, the only other thing I can think of, and this is the most common deduction for literally everybody, it is hold time. The best way I can advise to get around that is to not even place your customer on a hold. Especially you being at home, you know, you don't have to, you know, clap being in office and wait for somebody to come over and help. You can get help in teams, and you seem to be doing pretty much better, you know, than you were when you first started out. So you don't have to, you know, put them on a hold and wait for a response. You do have to check in with the customer within every 30 seconds to avoid a deduction. I just recommend talking your customer through every action you take on the account. It makes them feel more comfortable, and you won't be deducted for any overages on hold time. I struggled with that one a lot. I actually had to get myself a little stopwatch. I can send you a link for one I used to use. But that's really the only QA issues I've found for you. You know, you do open and close the calls properly. You're really great at explaining terms. You're really calm and collected, and believe it or not, great at calming these customers down, which is something I've found will be helpful for you. You don't, let me see, I don't think you do.
I mean, if you keep a positive attitude, hopefully they keep one too. But it's just like, I had one, and she was just yelling. She had already made a threat. She made, like, a lawyer threat. So she was getting for a refund, but she just kept yelling and yelling and yelling. I'm like, ma'am, can you please calm down? I am able to give you a refund. I mean, she just kept going and going and going.
Yeah, I mean, there are some people like that. This one gentleman, I promise, I didn't even have his account pulled up. And we had been on the call maybe 10 minutes. And I couldn't even ask him to the point for his information to get his account pulled up. I had to sit there and let him, and he was going off. And, you know, it does come with time, you know, handling the customers to get to the point where you're more comfortable with them being that angry to where it doesn't bother you or nor affect, you know, the way you handle calls. Because some of these people, they're extremely upset, and you just got to take a step back and kind of remove your emotions from it and be able to handle it correctly. And it does take a lot. But I think that'll go a long way, your personality and how you handle calls and to helping you get into escalations, paying with some of the other campaigns, you know, we have set up that aren't as rough. Let me pull this up for you. There it is. Okay, so as it stands, your four-week average is 83.34. Your six-week average, it's 87.78. The week that just passed, your average for that week was 85. The week before that, you did awesome, really great. It was 97.14. The 2 weeks before that was in the 70s, so I do show amazing improvement in, you know, the QAs you are getting, fewer QA deductions as well. I would like you, if you have a chance in the morning or before or after lunch and towards the end of your shift, just to check your emails, your QAs, and everything like that.
Okay.
Just to give you an update on some of the things you may need to keep an eye on and work on.
Okay.
In a few weeks, what I want to do is revisit and see what we can do to get you in escalations. I'm trying to get a few of y'all into escalations. But give that about two or three more weeks. I'm going to type everything up as far as the QA deductions we went over. I'm going to type all that up. Do you know how to get into the system and review that?
Told me how to last time. Is it on the Internet Explorer page?
It is.
Okay. Wait. We did it last time, but I can't remember.
Well, you know, I know I went over a few things with you. And I think this was in November. Let me see one thing, because after that, I don't think it was ever entered. This is really just the first step. Let me pull this up and see. Because I know we had spoken. But I think that was just, it may have been just a review because oh, it is. It was. Okay.
I don't remember how to get to it.
That was back in November. That's right. All right. Well, let me pull that up and I'll send you a screenshot.
Okay.
I think it's on the, yeah, the agent overview. And you can click on pending write-offs. Well, it's not in there yet, but.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's how to get to it, pending write-ups.
Yeah, you click on that, sign in, and I'll most likely have it entered within the next 20 or 30 minutes, honestly.
Okay, so I'll just go check it in about 30 minutes.
Yeah, and it's
and then
just
have to sign
have,
it.
You know, you can. You don't have to. You can type in your own section, you know, any questions, comments, concerns, anything else you need or would want to go over. You can mark it as refused. It's just so, you know, we can put it in the system. Show we did discuss how we can go about fixing these issues and just for you to see it in writing.
Okay.
Okay. And did you have anything else you would want to go over as far as retention?
No, not really. It's just, I don't know. I think I am getting better because I'm trying not to let, I mean, I know they're not mad at me, but they are, but
yeah.
They're not. Because, I mean, you know, we're not the ones just taking the money out of their account. But when they call in so mad, they won't let you get a word out. They just go on and on and on. Then you sit there listening. Then now you're like, okay, well, ma'am, can I have your zip code, you know, to pull up your account? And now they're even more mad. It's just a lot with retention. But, I mean, I really believe I have gotten better because at first I was like, no, I cannot do this.
Oh, I'm being completely honest. When I first started, it took a lot out of me because I didn't know how to act when those people, you know, would call in, and it honestly it shook me. I mean, literally, I would get to the point where I would almost cry and start shaking. I'd be so frustrated. I just didn't know how to handle it until I got to the point. I'm like, you know, it's just the situation they're upset with. You know, it's not me, even if they're cussing me out, you know. They're just needing to get that frustration out.
Yes, and I'd be trying to understand that. But at the same time, I'd be like, oh, man, can you please just calm down so I can help you? Like,
mm-hmm.
All this hollering and cussing and fussing is not going to help us.
Yeah, some people just don't really understand, you know, that level of frustration. It's going to just backfire because, and that's why we can't let the frustration get to us, because if they're that frustrated and we get to that level and become that frustrated as well, there will be nothing resolved on the call. You got to be the one that's calm and bring them back down so we can resolve the issue and leave the account solved and in the correct manner, you know, on both sides. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I'm just trying to stay calm. Like, they're not, you know, they're directly taking their anger out on me, but they are kind of, because I would feel the same way if someone has took in $298 payments on my account. But then again, yesterday I had a call. This man has been getting charged the $98 since April of last year. And then he started cussing at me, trying to give him his refund because, and then he'd been receiving the, it's not like he hadn't received the product. He's been receiving the product, but he said he didn't know he was getting charged for him. And I was like, what? You've been receiving it since April or May of last year, and you don't think you're getting charged for this stuff that's been sent to your house? Huh? And he was just going on and on and on. Then he never made a threat. And I'm just like, oh.
See, those are the ones, you know, you just got to explain what has been going on. And unless they're claiming fraud or fraud, explain to them what's going on. Get in your saves. And if they decline, if they're not wanting to continue, cancel and be like, look, sorry. Unless somehow you can enter a threat protocol.
And then some people be confused by cancel. They think you're canceling the charges. And they be like, so when would I receive my refund?
Then, yeah.
And
then
I'd be like, we haven't discussed the refund. But I thought you said you canceled it. And I'd be like, yes, let's cancel any future shipments or billings. They'd be like, no, I'm talking about this right here, right now. And I'd just be like, huh, you thought canceling the account was going to cancel the transactions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people, I mean, are just greatly confused, I mean, about the whole situation from beginning to end. And it doesn't matter how much you explain it to them, they're just not going to get it.
Especially the ones that try to argue down that the end of trial charges, they didn't receive the product. You have to keep, it's not for anything new. It's for the bottles you only pay the shipping and handling for. No, I already paid that. I didn't receive these, so take it off. I just be like, you haven't received anything, but that's because you're not going to for those charges. Like, huh? What? I don't understand. And I have to keep explaining this. It's like, what don't you understand?
Those are the ones that thought they pay full price at the beginning, the $5 something for a sample. And what had happened is they feel like they didn't cancel. So what's being billed at full price is a secondary shipment for a full size. And that's, I mean, you really have to break it down to an elementary level for those customers. And unfortunately, some of them really legit still don't understand. But that's, I mean, again, not our fault. Just sit here and explain our service and why they were billed. Get in your saves. And, you know, that's what we're here for, to help them and try and retain them. If they don't want to stay, cool. Just cancel. You know, we don't refund unless they make some type of valid threat.
Mm-hmm. Some type of threat. And it's crazy how they could stay. They would really stay on the phone. And then some campaigns don't list that, you know, you can go into threat protocol after 8 minutes. So that means you can't do threat protocol after 8 minutes, right? If they don't state it.
I would always, if you have, because it's not listed on the majority of campaigns. If you're going around, 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 and around in circles, and the customer refuses to make a threat, and you've already, if the account's already canceled, or if you've already offered all your saves and you canceled, and you're stuck on the call for maybe, I believe it is 10 minutes for standard retention, reach out to somebody in Teams. And, you know, it's just a case-by-case basis. They may, you know, take a listen at the call and see, but they may just advise, you know, to go ahead and start threat protocol. But do check first if they haven't made a threat.
Okay, because some people will legit stay on the phone and go back and forth with you about these charges and never make a threat.
Mm-hmm. And those are the ones, you know, I've seen they need some, they don't know how to ask for their money back. it's kind of like at a stalemate. And those are the ones I found, you know, that maybe eventually get transferred over to a supervisor and they wind up accepting a 35% refund, which is equivalent to like what, $30-something on both charges, and they're happy with that. They just don't know how to get their foot in the door. You know, they can't really figure it out. But just, you know, double check with somebody and we'll be happy to let you know.
Okay, I will. But I really do feel like I am getting better. I'm not letting it get to be as much because I know I'm not charging them. I do understand the frustration because, again, you know, charge this amount out of nowhere because
mm-hmm.
they didn't read the terms and conditions. But I just take a minute and just be like, India, you come up with a positive attitude. They have a positive attitude as well. They might not be getting their money back, but at least we can try to resolve this without, you know,
yeah.
anybody
you know,
getting mad
or upset.
Because
I think about it, how upset and how through the roof are you going to be, you know, if that money was taken out of your account? And think about it, you call into somewhere to try and get it resolved or maybe, you know, get a refund, and you're upset, of course, reasonably, and you contact that company, and that representative on the other end gets an attitude too. So I try to keep that in mind, how much more upset that would make me,
mm-hmm.
you know.
It's like, you already upset. Now, the person on the phone is upset. Now, we both got attitude.
Yeah. So, you know, I just keep that in mind, and I try to be as nice as possible to these people because it goes a long way to help everybody. It makes the calls a lot more easier, trust me.
It
does. You're really good at that. You don't do penguin, do you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Cool. Well, maybe that's in the future. We'll see. I do think you'd be good for that too.
Is it another retention campaign, or is it something different?
It's pretty different. It's pretty on the opposite end of the spectrum. Instead of arguing with the customers for everything, you pretty much do exactly what they ask.
Oh.
And that's pretty awesome. The only thing with it, I mean, I love it. I love Penguin. The only thing big on it is you need to always remember to use your manners, please, thank you, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I've heard your calls. You're good at that. It's an awesome campaign. I love it. I'll check with Michelle, see if she's looking for any more Penguin people.
I know Brandy contacted me this morning about a training class for fragrant jewels.
Oh, did she? I think you would like that one also. The customers are different. It is not, you do offer saves when they call to cancel, but it's really not the same. If you haven't heard of them, I recommend you look at their website. I love fragrant jewels. It's just candles, bath bombs, jewelry. It is subscription-based, of course, but the customers, 9 times out of 10, know what they're getting themselves into.
Mm-hmm.
You really just handle order calls and cancellation calls. There's only 2 saves required for that campaign. It's pretty easy.
Oh, yeah, she was talking, she asked me this morning, would that be something I'd be interested in? And I was like, mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm starting school back January 19th, and okay. I'm trying to make sure I can be able to still work and go to school, because I do have majority morning classes, like before 11, but then I do have 1 2:30 to 3:30 class.
Okay. Well, when that comes up, I don't know, if you've been in touch with Nate or with scheduling, but if you need to make any adjustment to your schedule, reach out to somebody, especially you going back to school. So
sure.
We'll be able to see what we can do to work around that.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I mean, if you need to.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I want to be able to still work and go to school.
Definitely. Yeah, that would not be a problem.
And then if I do the fragrant jewels, that'll just be another skill.
It would be another added skill for you. There is fragrant jewels. There's one for cancellation, and there's one for priority customers, I believe, which just means they spend a lot with the company and they're important. but yeah, you would just be added the new skill. I believe the training's a few days or so.
Yes, I have retention 1 through 4, and then I have the Alabama emergency, then I have the Alabama emergency appointment line.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah, then she should be getting with you shortly, probably next week then, to get you trained on fragrant.
I do feel like I'm getting better. I'm trying, because, like I said, I do understand exactly where they're coming from, because I know as a college student, if I wake up with over $180 out of my account, I will be frustrated as well.
Oh, yeah. That's rent. That's near about a third of somebody's rent. That's groceries. A lot of these people have kids. And that's a big hit if you're not prepared for that money to come out of your account, you're not expecting it. What are you going to do? You handle calls great. You're very welcome. There's just a few things, and this is normal for everybody, just a few things that need a little tweaking. And again, with that experience is where you'll get it down, and you don't have it. It'll just be second nature.
Mm-hmm.
But is there anything on the scripts, on any script pages, any watch questions?
Is Green Ape CBD? I cannot get that down for nothing. Green All Ape right, is so guys. Confusing.
You know, I've probably had 3 calls in total ever for Green Ape. Let me pull this up for you. Because it was broken, probably would help if I could spell. It was broken down for me in an email. And
I know we received like a couple emails about it, like about downgrading the quantity and stuff like that. But I just, it's like when they call in, I just be like, oh my God, Green Ape. Here we go.
That's funny. Let me see.
Oh, and then I did have a question, like about
sure.
the watch, flashlights, and the dash cams. If they make a threat, do they still have to return the flashlights and the dash cam for the refund, or do they just give the refund and still keep it?
I mean, you can lightly suggest they return. We would like the product back. But if they're at the point where they're making a threat, especially to dispute or anything along those lines, it's not absolutely required to return. We would just go ahead and refund to avoid that.
Oh, and I do have a question about a call I had yesterday. So I guess she already called her bank to dispute the charge.
Mm-hmm.
But and the bank called us to verify the information and stuff like that, which the agent, mm-hmm. the first agent stated in the notes that the bank called in to verify the information. They said, you know, everything was valid, so they wouldn't go ahead with the dispute. But she called back and made another dispute threat. So is that qualified for a refund?
She said, ooh.
Because I was like, she said
so that first agent who handled, so the first agent who handled the call, the customer made a dispute threat and she was advised to call back with the bank. Then the bank had called in.
Then the bank had called in. She basically said they verified, you know, all her information. She's explaining the terms and conditions. You know, they mm-hmm. said everything was valid, so you know they weren't going forward with the dispute.
Uh huh.
And then she called back in, asking about a refund. And then, you know, when I explained the terms and conditions that are valid, she made another bank threat. But I was kind of confused. And then she hung up. Then I called her back. Then she didn't want to answer. I was just like, I don't know if I need to refund, cancel. Well, it was already canceled, but I was like,
Barb. Yeah, definitely. Did she state that, did she call you back? And when you got the call, did she say she was going to dispute?
Well, not with dispute. She made a bank threat. She was just like, you know what? I'm just going to call my bank again. Well, you know, she said call her bank again because, I mean, she already called them the first time, but, you know, they didn't do anything about it. So she was called back.
Yes, being as the bank would have already called in, and if the bank themselves confirmed the charges were valid and that was dropped, even if she would have hung up, I would have called her back and started threat protocol.
Okay, because I was so confused. Like, I was just sitting there like, I don't know what to do. And then, you know, I got an Alabama appointment line, so I was like, oh, my God, all these calls coming in. I didn't know what to do. I was like, I hope I did the right thing. I mean, I was already canceled, and I did try to call it back, but it went straight to voicemail. So I guess she hopped off the phone and got right on the phone with her bank.
Probably. But you did right by at least trying to call her back. So I found the email. Let's see if it's the right one. Yeah, for Green Ape. Let me pull. Okay, so say for instance, a customer is calling in and stating that they only wanted one bottle and not the 5 that they got billed for. Because there's either, I think it's 1, 3, or 5. So the first thing you would have to do is check and see if that order has already been sent to fulfillment. If it's been sent to fulfillment and it's been made a tracking, we cannot downgrade it. It's already been sent. If the fulfillment order is pending, if it hasn't been made yet, then you can change the quantity to exactly what they were wanting.
If
the tracking...
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If the tracking for that order has already been made, instead of the downgraded quantity, what you would do is you would offer a 20% refund to keep all five bottles. If they decline that, you're supposed to issue an RMA number. And what they'll do is they'll return the unwanted items. Say the four remaining bottles, and
okay.
Once we get the product back, they'll be issued the difference, but they'd have to return the unwanted product.
Okay, that's what I was just about to ask, because it was kind of confusing. I thought they could only return if they made a threat. I don't know, the script, it didn't look like it updated too.
There has been a few little changes made to the Green Ape script page. I believe there was a meeting, and there was some things went over. I guess it was laid out in a little bit of a confusing manner. You're definitely not the only one. Don't feel alone, you know, that you had some confusion for this campaign, because I've had to review the script. I mean, even now, I got to go line by line, and I review all the information just to make sure, you know, I'm getting it down correct.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't
like...
think we get many calls.
Yeah, we don't. And then when I do, I just like, oh my. Because, I mean, I'm not familiar with it, so I'm always reading over the script, trying to see what
to
do.
Yeah, you got to take your time and just go line by line and see exactly what's going on with their account, what you can do via the script. And, of course, if you do go to downgrade the quantity, you can, you know, create new order. You would go to Subscription Saver, Start Call. You would find whatever product they have, say the Serenity Drops.
Mm-hmm.
They're wanting one bottle. You would just click on the quantity of however many they're wanting. Get the order processed. If you do adjust the quantity, what you're going to have to do, you're going to have to cancel and void the first order. And keep the current one, the one you just processed, active. And that's only if it's the same day order and it hasn't shipped.
Okay. Okay, so... Okay. So with the monthly reoccurring thing, when they are able to see their first month, then they get billed for their second month, and they're like, I didn't want a monthly subscription. You'll still do to downgrade for lesser quantity, the 20% refund, and then if they don't accept the 20% refund, they go ahead and return it, issue the RMA number?
And yes, and it I cannot talk today, I'm sorry. If it is recurring, you can also, you most definitely can do the 20% discount for future.
Oh yeah, for future.
If they do ask about the most current charge, you can apply that to the most current if they ask. You can offer to downgrade to a lesser quantity, or you can do a 60-day billing cycle. If all else fails, they don't want the 20% refund, or if they're requesting to return for a refund, you offer that 20% back still. If not, if that's declined, you give them an RMA, and we'll, of course, refund once we get the product back.
And then if they are calling in to cancel, say for instance, they do get charged, receive it, and they'll just be like, okay, I'll keep it, but I want to cancel. We do just, well, I mean, we still offer to save, but after that, we do just cancel, right? Like, they don't have to return for the canceled account, to cancel the account.
Good question. So if they decline all your saves and they're just wanting to cancel, what you would do is you would cancel. If they are wanting their money back, you do have to explain they will have to return. We can do the 20% and they can keep it. If they want to refund, they're going to have to return. Now, if they make a threat.
Yes. If they
any kind of threat, you cancel. And if they refuse to return, cool, keep it. We'll refund the money, of course.
Okay.
They don't have to return.
Because Green Aid,
yeah,
it's just like
refunded full and cancel.
The wording just be confusing me.
It is. It looks, actually looking at the Green Aid script now, it looks a little clearer. You know, as
That's
far
what,
as the straight sale and the recurring, what you can offer for each.
That's what
yeah.
I'm saying. I was like, it did look a little different when I did receive a call. I think it was yesterday when I did receive that Green Ape CBD card. I was like, they kind of, because at first it was like so many words, so many different colors, and now it's just like it's all laid out kind of clearly now.
Yeah, I see that. And I'll take some screenshots of this email. I think you'll probably find that helpful. Just to go step by step. Let me see. I don't know if you would have got this. Yeah, you probably did. It was sent by Dionka.
Oh, yes, that email. That's what I said. We did receive a few emails on how to handle the calls, but then I was still kind of confused.
Okay. Well, look, any questions you have, of course, please place it in Teams. You can message me directly. I recommend you putting it in Teams first. Just in case, you know, I might not be around or on a call or something. But we can definitely get you the answer. But did you have any other questions?
One more question. I think it was a Kelbra watch. She said it was cracked. excuse me. She said it came cracked. She sent it back, and then we reshipped. Or, like, do we have to receive it first before we reship, or can we reship and she be returning it all in the same time?
So I would put that to the Google Doc, and we'll reship once she returns, being as it's defective.
Okay, I did place it on Google Docs, but I didn't reship it because I didn't know, but I was thinking maybe she had to return it first, and then they'll just ship her out a new one once I receive that one.
Oh, yeah. For those, definitely place that reshipment to the Google Doc.
Okay. That's what I did do. So I was like, I don't know if we reship and then she just be returning it all in the same process, or do she return it first and then they'll ship it back out to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the warehouse will definitely take care of all that once we get the return product. Yeah, but that'd be for like Fritschnet, Gelber, all those campaigns.
Okay, one more question. It just came to me.
Sure.
Okay, when they be returning these products, like the flashlight or the watches or something like that, and they be like, the warehouse will refund once they receive it. Like, they be calling in like a month later, and they're like, I still don't have my other, you know, half of my refund. Do they actually refund when they receive, or do they just call us back and we refund?
Oh, no, they're supposed to. But what I would recommend you do, and if you have any questions, again, put it in Teams. We'll do a little looking around. It can go case by case, but at that, ask the customer for the tracking number that they were provided when they returned their product by United States Postal Service.
Mm-hmm.
Run that tracking number, and if it does confirm delivery to corporate or the return address for the product, you can go ahead and refund. If it does not confirm delivery, I would go ahead and put it in Teams, put the account in Teams, and we'll do some checking around depending on the date. You know, the customer states they were returned, what campaign.
Mm-hmm.
We may issue a refund, or we may pay, you know, place it to the Google Doc for corporate to take a look.
Okay, yeah, because I'd be kind of confused because it does say the warehouse will refund once they receive it, but I didn't know if, oh, yeah, I just say no, because they'd be calling in, they'd be like, I refund this, I mean, I sent this back a month ago or 2 weeks ago, and I still haven't got my refund.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes they'll be, you know, like that. Just double check, get a tracking number if you can, and double check. If not, reach out to one of us, because we do have, you know, ways to look in the back end also, again, depending on what company, and see if we've received it or what we can do to help that customer out.
So if they do give us the tracking number and it does say delivered, I just go ahead with the refund. I don't have to place it in Teams.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. If you do confirm that delivery, confirm it on the call now, you know, ask for the tracking and be like, oh, I do show, you know, from the tracking you were provided when you sent the product back. It does confirm delivery to our warehouse on such and such date, and I will go ahead and process the remaining refund. You know, state it all out like that clearly, then you would be fine with that.
Okay. I think that's it.
All right, India. Is there anything else for you?
No, that's all. That's all the questions I have.
All right. Well, look, ask me any more you have. If you think of anything else, send me a message, all right?
Okay.
And I'm going to send you a few things in your team.
Okay.
All righty, hon. Well, good chatting with you a bit. I hope you enjoy your shift, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.